Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about priming Claude code for efficient code editing using repo prompt. Let's dive right in.
Sounds fascinating. So what's the core idea behind this chat priming technique?
Well, it's all about giving Claude code a head start. Instead of letting it fumble around your code base, you provide it with all the relevant information up front, like a cheat sheet for coding. This dramatically speeds up the process.
I see. Interesting. So, how exactly does repo prompt fit into this?
Repo prompt is the key. It gathers all the necessary context from your code base, file trees, code maps, and more, which you then paste directly into Claude Code's prompt. This essentially preloads Claude Code's brain with everything it needs to know.
Got it. So it's like giving Claude Code a detailed roadmap instead of just a destination address.
Exactly. In this demo, the task was to add an exit button. By using repo prompt, the presenter pre-selected the relevant files, generated code maps for a streamlined representation, and even included instructions for using repo prompt's tools from the MCP server.
MCP server? What's that all about?
It's a new feature that allows Claude Code to use repo prompt's tools, which are significantly faster than Claude Code's built-in ones. This allows for quicker reading and editing of files. A real game changer.
I can see how that would be a huge advantage. So by feeding Claude Code this comprehensive prompt, it eliminates the need for it to explore the entire code base, right?
Precisely. This targeted approach saves a ton of tokens and time. In the demo, it reduced the initial prompt from 57,000 tokens down to just 12,000.
Wow. That's impressive. But wouldn't crafting this prompt be time-consuming?
Not really. Repo prompt automates much of the process. The presenter mentioned that compared to simply giving Claude Code the task, this chat priming method completed the job in just the couple of minutes it took to explain the process in the video. Way faster.
So, it's basically trading a little bit of upfront preparation for a massive boost in efficiency later on.
Absolutely. And there's even more to repo prompt. The presenter briefly mentioned a pair programmer mode, which allows you to use repo prompt's chat to guide Claude Code's edits. Sounds intriguing.
It does. I'm curious, though. Isn't there a risk of over-priming giving Claude Code too much information?
That's a valid concern. It's a balancing act. You want to provide enough context to be helpful, but not so much that it overwhelms Claude Code or leads it down the wrong path. It takes some practice.
This whole concept of chat priming seems like a powerful technique for working with code generation agents.
It really is. It transforms Claude Code from a wandering explorer into a laser-focused surgeon. This approach, combined with tools like repo prompt, drastically improves the speed and accuracy of code editing tasks. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We hope you found this deep dive into chat priming with repo prompt and Claude Code informative and engaging. Until next time, happy coding.
Goodbye.